As we are moving towards 73rd Republic Day, sorry, I would like to talk about an important step taken by Narendra Modi government, that is demonetization. And this step as is a significant step considering the financial imprudence in our country, mainly because of the influx of black money and unorganized, I mean unscrupulous entities operating through hawala and I mean without mainly the unorganized sector. And this has cleansed the economy to a great extent. And mainly demonetization brought in a new mode of payment in our system. That is earlier it was only debit card. Now it is a new payment system, mode of payment has launched subsequent to the demonetization, and that is the payment wallets, and mainly major payment wallet operator Paytm was the infrastructure provider initially, mainly in I mean through the outlets where people used to transact money, and that is mainly the common outlet where most people daily use debit cards were the petroleum outlets. And these petroleum outlets were earlier it was there was a debit card facility to make the digital payment where they used to get the so they can't they need not have to carry cash, and I mean they don't have to carry don't they don't have to bother about the change. And now debit card because more than I mean the comfort of debit card, I think the new payment method brought in a new hassle-free mode of payment that is different, that is better than the debit card, because you need not have to use a physical card to make payment. That is we can just scan the QR code, that is fixed on the petroleum outlets, so that it was very easier. It was a little confusing earlier, but I mean to start with, but gradually took I mean gradually it became more easier, like it was become it become more hassle free to be precise. That is moreover these payment wallet companies, they introduced many cashback offers, and this has attracted I mean this has attracted the youth and all the people who believed in prudent financial transactions, and they adopted this method of payment, and I think they gelled easily with these their concept and their vision of India's monetary, I mean India's transaction digital transactions. And I think this is I mean mainly I would like to mention the name of the main provider of this infrastructure of digital payments, that is Paytm. And they have presence in almost all petroleum outlets, mainly Hindustan Petroleum, where I'm a regular customer, and I used to fill petrol. And this
payment method. This infrastructure building was the was it took almost first phase of almost 5 years, almost the entire first phase of Narendra Modi government. And that is since all the petroleum outlets, mainly Hindustan Petroleum, were there, since it is the only PSU petroleum outlet. And they because of this demonetization is mainly I mean, they are concerned mainly with the general public's money, that is the tax paying citizens' money. So they are so these people are only people who are who have a regular income, and who have they used to they use I mean the working employees, I mean the working class, they usually they use this facility so that they can get some offers, like when they fill petrol, they can save some money, and they can accumulate points, and they can redeem it. There are many options by HP and introduced by Hindustan Petroleum and Paytm both. And unlike the other payment wallets, where they are only in the merchandises, like when we purchase the when we go for shopping, they have also played a role in building that digital payment infrastructure in the first phase. That is almost in the first phase of the Narendra Modi government. And we are we have already started the second phase. And since I am a Bharatiya Janata Party member from Kerala, so I took special interest I took special interest in making this as a habit. I mean, so that it could become a behavior for me, so that it will be easy to. I don't have to carry cash, since I don't have a regular income, so that I have depend on the small menial jobs, so that I can meet my ends. I mean, I can meet my ends. So so that first I get so moreover this I've seen many many advantages in this innovation of digital payments, because mostly these people, because we don't have to carry the most of the because of the other drawback I've seen handling cash is, I mean, transacting cash, particularly because of the big amounts like 500s and 2000s. I mean, mainly the 500s of STAs, like earlier one, which was banned through demonetization. I mean, just taken back and a new 500 was introduced. And because more than 500, hundreds also, most of the time we can see them tampered, like it can be soiled, or it was joined using the tape, cello tapes, and we couldn't we first normally we can't make out first. I mean, in the first glance, you won't see the affixed due to through we don't see the soil part of that so that is one advantage. And other thing is we can always because moreover we can get used to the internet revolution, which has also happened simultaneously because of the we can use the mobile data, and moreover this internet it has to be combined with the internet connection. So all the working force of mainly these delivery boys and all the working delivery all those will engage in gig economy can avail this all those who engage in gig economy, that is so that they can gig economy find it very useful using this digital payment method. And since it was almost 5 years now since the demonetization.
this is a very important step taken by Narendra Modi, I think it is finding, I mean, finding its results.
I mean, this is a
positive results now. That is, moreover, they had given many incentives to familiarize with the digital apps and to make this hassle-free payment method. And also as an alternative to the digital card facility, where they are using it even now. And I will say in the long run, it can replace the digital card as well.
So that infrastructure has already established now, and the only thing is we have to follow it. We have to follow it going forward, and that's all I have to say. And I think this is more financial revolution brought in by the Narendra Modi government, and that's all.